So what they're saying is climbing the mountain higher. So we want to remember that we're being guided with certainty. We're being guided with future dreams. It's so important that we sort of exclaim gratitude for our higher self. So our higher self's very aware of itself. But the more that we can start having gratitude, the more that we can start claiming its name, what we're going to do is we're going to sync combined with like expansion. So how would I say this? It's like having dreams of the heart. So we want to remember that we're truly awake. In other words, we're in the process of awakening. And our heart, our soul, has a higher vision. It has a divine appointment. It has a place to stay. And so what we're learning to do is to recommend kindness to self always. That means we're listening, we're graduating, we're assuming, we're increasing, we're considering the needs of the higher authority. So the more that we understand that God's got our back. So when we say God, it's going to be our God self, our higher self, our I am presence. But we want to understand there's a quickening occurring that's beyond our past assumption, meaning beyond who we understood ourselves to be, beyond what we could consider to be happening right now. So the more that we will graduate with ease, graduating with ease is being excited, being welcome, being, you know, interested in being led by our higher reality, where we don't have to know all the answers at all. But when we sing out with joy, when we sing out with praise for our highest association, that comes to us pleasantly, essentially, easily. So again, it's here, it's very aware of itself. What we want to do is to do the same. What we want to do is sort of like, oh my gosh, you know, like, I don't know, when you have like a new lover or whatever, you just throw yourself. It's sort of like, oh, take me, all of me. Basically, that's what we're doing with our higher awareness, with our true self. So we've been thinking we want a marriage partner, a physical partner, and perhaps we do, but what we essentially want is our own true partnership, our own true entitlement, the truth of our soul. Because all of us, each of us, have been doctored up somewhat. In other words, we take on the impressions of others. Others say, this is what you should be interested in. You're like, okay, this is what I'm interested in. And we never skip a beat. In other words, we don't think of the ramifications of leaving our own soul, leaving our own inner smile, leaving our own inner address. So this is the time of welcoming back our own sincerity. In other words, we're welcoming back our own sincerity, we're welcoming back our own climax, we're welcoming back our own intuitive nature, so that where we're reaching for is going to be very easy to be advised. In other words, it's going to be very easy to be found because we're already in the vicinity. So we want to remember this. It's sort of like if you had a relative or whatever, or a camp counselor, you know, stay close because dinner's going to be ready soon. Like, you don't want to get like too far away that you're never going to get back in time. Basically, that's what we're doing. We're returning to the hearth being our heart, the heart being where our true soul resides, where our inner flame resides, where our soul resides. And so as we will allow ourselves to reside there, as we will allow ourselves to be brought forth strongly. In fact, it's like as we say yes, as we receive, as we coincide, it's already set up. It's already invested for us. It's already like at our side, at our seat is actually what they're saying. So they want me to correct that, at our side, because that still seems to be outside of ourselves versus at our seat. So it's like one and the same with where you already are. So allow yourselves to be given, allow yourselves to be explored. I know that sounds weird, but be explored is for you to then have the awareness, the aptitude, the inclination, the outward reach to go exploring, to kind of check yourself out. Again, your greater self, your expansive self, your wise self, your whole self. So allow yourself to be remembered, meaning like really drawing from this inner currency. I just love that. When they said inner currency, that really is it. And I'm just looking at all the beautiful energy that we're involved with now, that is ours. And so ours is remembering, it's like the plural. So it's coming to you, but remember you're gifting it for all. So every time you self-actualize, every time you become more awake, this supports the grand remembrance. So whatever we're doing, we're not just doing for the small self. We're not just doing for the personal self. This is not just about me, myself, and I. So the more that we remember that, we're going to feel that sense of urgency. And so again, that urgency is not 911, you know, horrible urgency. It's more of like generous pressure or generous increase. So the urgency is like the more that we can receive, the more everyone receives, the more everyone establishes that residence on the new earth. So allow your hands to be full, meaning open up widely, open up to your highest expansion, open up to your highest nature. So remember that we're increasing on a quantum level. And so it's really for us to decide if we think we know it all already, if we're just interested in following past remembrance, then there's not really much to teach us. There's not much to expose to us because we think we already know. So we want to be very open. We want to be very accommodating in allowing that greater expansion of self to co-reside, like to live with us. To reside with us. And so the more that we allow that, the more we feel comfortable with that, the more we decide upon that, it's like through osmosis. It's going to be a very, very comfortable transition. So we want to remember this process is an ongoing one. So what we're doing together now, we're going to be doing again and again and again. So this is extremely valuable practice as we come into our ascended state, or come into our ascended status. So receive your light in fullness with complete gratitude and awareness that it's sort of like the feast has been set upon your table, welcoming, welcoming, welcoming. Receive, receive, receive. So it is. Beautiful, beautiful, wow. Beautiful, beautiful.